Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy that.
We'll clap your hands and give God praise in this place. Amen. Amen.
Hope you guys are definitely blessed by that, and I hope you guys are really just enjoying. This today's show is the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. This week we've been talking about gospel, traditional gospel music versus contemporary gospel music. And the whole thing is, which one do you think is more relevant in today's time? You know, I believe that the gospel period is relevant in today's time, whether it's traditional gospel or contemporary gospel. Some people are touched by the more current music, but with inspirational words, and some people are more touched by the old school way of doing it. But as long as we're preaching the gospel, as long as the gospel is being put out and people are making choices and are getting their lives to Christ, it really shouldn't matter which one is more effective. Both of them have a sort of effectiveness. You know, but I decided to ask that question because so many people have heard people talking and saying things about music and about whether it is too gospel or whether it wasn't gospel enough. So it just made me think, hey, what really is it? You know, I want to hear from you. The number here is 646-595-2807. Excuse me, that's wrong number. I apologize. 646-595-4311. I know you're probably wondering, what is G. Wright doing right now? I'm just getting back to town. So I've been in the car for the past 6-7 hours. So excuse me if I'm just a little disoriented. But we'll keep things moving right now with Dave Hollister. Don't stop. Listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. And I'll be right back.
Yo, Duval. We've been sent here to tell the people just don't stop. I know it may seem hard. You may have some cloudy days, but the sun is going to shine again. I guarantee you, I'm a witness. Just keep your head up. A scratch CD, steady skipping. Even though it tries to play through, like someone put me on repeat. And frustrations, disappointments, and faults. If I could, I would put it all on pause. Rewind, but it all was wrong. Place my finger on search, searching for a
fighting bell sounds. No, so I'm dreaming your eyes, I'm losing focus.
entitled For a Reason. You are where you are. We are where we are. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. Just coming up right now, this next artist is a remarkable woman of God. She's my cousin, Eureka A. Wright. And this song is entitled He Reigns. And our other cousin,
worship the King, worship the Christ, worship the Lord.
Different ways of doing things. in different ways that he could really, really get things going. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. This is Help Me Believe by Cookbook.
I just want to write you a letter. I have to be very honest with you right now. I don't really know how to say this.
you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Kirk Franklin and Help Me Believe. Because sometimes we just need just a little bit of help and without faith. So we have someone calling on the line right now. Hello, caller. You are live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just good, man. I'm calling from out of Houston, Texas, and I was up on your radio show just enjoying your gospel music. Just want to send a shout out to you, man. You're doing a good job, man. That music really lifted my spirit today.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate it so much. How's everything going up in your world?
Houston, you know, just like any other city, has its up, has its downs, you know. You know, just trying to stay above the ground and to be off in the ground, you know. But, I mean, it's okay, you know, as long as you keep Jesus in front, keep him first, you'll be all right. But otherwise than that, man, you know, we just like any other city. We have our ups and downs.
Oh, yeah. You know, let me ask you this question. This week, we've been talking about temporary gospel music versus traditional gospel music. And the question is, which one do you think is more relevant in today's time? Which one is more effective? Well, can you really say that it's effective?
I like them all. You know, I'm not really a person that puts down no pause, you know. I like them all. My thing is, whatever you have to do to be able to reach the young people, that's what you have to do, you know. Because you have a lot of youth that's not familiar with the old school of gospel, you know. Some of them is only recognized by the new school. They have their own type of music, you know. And I run across a lot of people who say, well, I don't like that type. That particular type of gospel is too contemporary, you know, and stuff. But when I do my music, I do it for all generations. You know, I do it for all different types of music. So, I'm down whatever contemporary music gospel has. I'm cool with it. I'm not a person that talk down like that. You know, because when you start talking about youth, that's a whole totally different thing. You know, your goal is to be able to reach out to them, and sometimes just reaching out on the old school part level, if they can't cope with that, that's too much for them. You have to come down to their level, you know. I think some people have the tendency to forget that, you know. So that's where I come from.
You know, I agree with you so much about that. You know, the reason why I ask that question is because I've seen some people have started doing, you know, I guess complaining. You know, people complain about gospel music. People complain about, you know, is that gospel? Is that secular? What is it? But when you look through words and you see music, it seems that, you know, young people our age and younger listen to, but the message is different. You know, the question is, there's a more question that you can say from that. You know, you're using it like a different base to get different people into the kingdom. But sometimes, I feel like sometimes we go too far with it. You know, sometimes temporary Christians go too far left, or too far right.
Right.
Where some people don't know if you're seeing gospel or not. But I personally feel that, you know, I'm more of an inspirational type of singer. You know, the gospel, like you're saying, as long as we reach people with the message of Jesus Christ, and also about life circumstances. You know, people need to know it's going to be okay if you're going through situations like Never Would Have Made It Without You. That was by Marvin Sapp. That's a song that everyone could relate to.
Right.
You know, that ended up being like the biggest selling song so far. You know,
right.
But everyone understood where he was coming from with that song. They'll play that song everywhere.
Yeah, I happen to like that song, but like I say, I think you have your people, then you have your bad people who have their own opinion about gospel music. But let me tell you, it ain't but one way, and that's gospel.
Right.
It ain't but one way. I don't care how you put it, how you slang it, or how you throw it. It's all gospel. It's all going one way. That's up. Now, all that's going up toward God. Whether people have their difference on how it sounds, it doesn't matter how it sounds. As long as you're doing it for God, and God is smiling on it, that's it. Nothing else to be said. If they don't like it, that's their business. Because you know what? You got to see God for your own self. They got to see God for their self.
Yep,
you know?
That's it.
Well, that's how I see it. But you know, I didn't really want to elaborate long because I'm getting ready to leave. I just wanted to call your show, let you know how I was enjoying the music. If you have time, I'll be in your neighborhood up on the internet, blotchtalkradio.com/Odom Studio. We have a gospel, OS is presenting a gospel talk show Friday night. That's going to be at 8 o'clock sharp in Houston, Texas. I don't know what y'all time is down there, but if you would like to, Well, down here right now, it's 5:45 down here right now.
Hey, it's about 6:45 here. So it's gonna be about
y'all hour ahead.
So your show gonna be like 9 o'clock for me.
In my time it's gonna be 8. It's gonna be 8 o'clock. So I guess on y'all time it's gonna be 7 o'clock.
So we're in front of you.
Say that again.
We're in front of you. We're ahead of you.
Yeah, I will be there at 8 o'clock on blogtalk.com/Odom Studio. And the theme is we're going to be talking about God himself and things that's wrong in the church house.
It sounds good. This Friday.
I got two special guests who are going to be in the studio with me live. We're going to be broadcasting live right out of the studio. So we're going to be talking about things that's wrong in the church, man, because there's some seriously wrong things in the church house, brother.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It's
you said Odom Studio.
Odom Studio, that's O-D-O-M. S-T-U-D-I-O.
Oh, okay, I'm putting this down. I'm going to put
right,
it down.
I have some great underground gospel music that me, myself, and my company that we had been working on. We got a gospel album we're getting ready to drop in mid-December called Back to God's Basics. So y'all might want to be on the lookout for that. And plus, you really want to be on the lookout for that show coming this Friday because it's going to be live. I'm going to have Reverend Guillory, the pastor of Outreach Church and God of Christ, will be here along with my stepfather, who is a minister also. They will be here talking and praying for people and talking about God himself, what he is and what he is about, and things that's wrong in the church house. And it's going to go down.
I'll make sure I'm there.
I would love for you to be a part of it if you can. If you can't, check it out. You know, just, you know, put your inputs, you know. We're gonna do it for Jesus on Friday night. Hopefully, we're going to do this every Friday night.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling me, man. And calling in and letting us know about that. I'm going to make sure I check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, please check it out. Let your folks know, everybody know, anybody have something they want to talk about in the church house they don't like to see, put it on blast. Let's know what you feel about, how you feel about it. Because I got some things I'm going to talk about that I didn't like.
Right. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Say it again?
Are you on Facebook?
I'm currently working on Facebook, but you can catch me on let me give you my spaces. Those that's listening, my space is www.myspace.com/OSProductionsENT. That's www.myspace.com/OSProductions with an S. Make sure y'all put an S behind productions, then ENT. That's how you can reap.
Let me go ahead and add you on to our MySpace.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do. Add me on to your MySpace. That's where everybody is. That's actually it's my company page and stuff. That's where we have R&B music, we have rap music, and we have gospel music and stuff. Cause we do it all. But tomorrow's show is directly for gospel music and stuff. So that's something that we just started this week and stuff. We don't have so many requests on about the show. We had so many people day before yesterday. My lines was full. Before I could even get on good, the lines was already packed. So, you know, we be moving pretty quick, and people was kind of upset because they couldn't get on. So I'm going to tell all my listeners, if you listening right now, when you get on, don't expect to stay on the phone for 10 or 15, 20 minutes to talk, because we have people calling, and they can't get in if you still on the line.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. And I'm going to take a show out tomorrow, okay?
All right, man. God bless y'all, man. And I'm hoping to hear from you.
Definitely. God bless you, man.
All right.
All right. So, you listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. Make sure you check out OX Productions ENT on MySpace. And also, he's on blogtalkradio.com. That's Odom Studio. That's Odom Studio. Right now, I'm going to go right now to a song that I really like. The song. This song is, I've already said, Liz Yancey. This is Liz Yancey. This is Free. I'll be right back.
I'm free. There's no more chains holding me.
you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. If you'd like to give me a shout-out, feel free to call in. Number here is 646-595-4311. Also, feel free to visit me on iTunes and CD Baby. Just look under G. Wright. And then my official website is gwrightonline.com. It's gwrightonline.com. If you'd like to email me, that is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. And my screen name is G. Wright Online. And tweet with me, guys. Tweet with me. I guess twitter.com/GWrightLove. We're going to go right now to a friend of mine, Dan J. Butler. This is.
When I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face, I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long life's Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging sea, I know that He will keep you in perfect. Another day, another day, He has kept me. Another day, another day, just one more day, He has blessed me. Oh, so no matter what I'm going, another day, another day. And now that your night is over and the sun starts to shine again, I know the Lord my God, He has kept me another day. Another day, God has blessed me with another day, another day, just one more day, He has kept me. Oh, so no matter what you're going through, I know that my God will see you through another day, another day.
Allow God to really, really, really just bless you. and allow God to really do what he wants to do in your life. Sometimes it takes just praying. If we take the time to pray over some things that we're going through, believe in me, God will make a way. Yes, he will. And this song right now comes to you is Just Pray. It's the one that calls for my CD, All Things. I promise.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray. It is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you, yeah.
Take my life,
let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you're here.
I know you were here.
Everyone. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for.